Welcome back to Sapphic Stuff. This is Maddie.
And this is Kristen.
And today we are talking about Terminator Dark Fate, which I sometimes jokingly call Terminator Dark Date.
I mean, every time Dark Fate, it auto-corrected to Terminator Dark Date, so maybe they should just change the name because my phone did not want to spell it correctly.
Okay, so your phone knows that this is gay. I feel like...
Yeah, my phone knows.
Your phone sensed the subtext. Your phone said, you can't have Butch Mackenzie Davis looking like that and not have this be gay.
Yeah, no, there were only lesbians in this movie. I didn't see anything else.
I feel like Sarah Connor might also be queer. Like,
oh, no, she's 100%. I mean, she's queer. Like, there's no way she's not. I mean, I know she had, like, a whole son, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, no, like, there's something going on there. There might even be a love triangle going on here, but I'm not going to talk about that because she's, like, 60. So, so the thing I love most about Terminator Dark Fate is that if this movie was 10% gayer, it would be canon. And if this movie was 10% gayer, it would be one of my favorite movies of all time. Because this is exactly what I want out of my gay content. I want the apocalypse and robot armies and saving the world. I want my science fiction lesbians. And I don't get them. I do not.
Makes sense. This actually is like really on, like,
in my wheelhouse. It was constructed specifically for me.
I was surprised that they didn't go away with it to make it. It was so gay. Like, I don't really.
I feel like the gay was accidental. Like, I feel that they were supposed to make this movie that revolved around women. And then they were like, let's get actors with really great chemistry. And then somehow it became gay and they didn't realize for a long, long time.
They also like dressed them like that.
They did. And there's a lot of like tender touching.
And for what? Like for what? They're instantly like, I will give my entire life for you. And for what? Like, they just met 5 seconds ago and they're already like, I will literally kill myself if something happens to you.
It's so angsty. It's so wonderful. It's like they put in all the ingredients for a fantastic gay film and then just left out the final one. And then threw in a pinch of, that's her mom. Which, like, why are we getting this in so many movies? Like, there were undertones of this in Carol. Like, are they afraid?
Yeah.
Whole hog.
That's true.
Give us lesbians.
In Carol, they did that whole thing where they're like, you look like my daughter in this photo. Like, ugh. No, don't do that. What are you doing?
Carol/Terminator crossover mommy issues.
Yeah, like this whole movie has mommy issues, which like I understand the gays tend to have mommy issues, but like, come on, this is a little extreme. Like, you don't need to do this. There was no reason to do this. They could have come up with some other reason to send her, like they could have easily known each other in the future and not had that type of relationship. Like, there was no reason to make it that way.
My theory is that in the initial script, it wasn't that way, because the only time we get that is that flash forward, and it's a voiceover. It's a voiceover.
Yeah.
It's not anything they recorded with the two actresses face to face. It was a very like calculated, oh God, we made it gay. We accidentally made it gay. You've got to know homo this so we can bring this movie to China.
I mean, yeah, because the big no homo was her going, you raised me. I mean, like, what the fuck? Like, you raised me? Like, really? Because that's not the relationship that I see.
No, it is not the vibe they give off at all. Like, if you look at your mom like that, I think you should be punched in the face several times.
Like, I understand her mom is, like, a lot younger in this now because she's back in the past, but, like, you should still not look at your mom like that. Like, if you time traveled back to when your mom was, like, young and you were, like, weirdly attracted to her, like, I don't know what to tell you, but that's a problem.
That kind of does happen in Back to the Future, but Back to the Future is a very weird movie.
I think that you should be publicly shamed if you look at your mom like that. There are problems and you should not feel good about yourself.
Yeah, there's just so much in this movie that says, here we are, we're being gay. And they threw in these 2 seconds of, oh, but no homo though, that's my mom. Because
even I saw, like, when they show, like, young Grace looking at, like, slightly older Danny, like, I still felt like it was more of, like, that looking up to someone reverence than it was, like, a motherly thing. It was like an I have an instant crush on you kind of thing. Like a baby gay crush, not like a mom situation.
Yeah, no, I see that too. That's not like a, nobody looks at their mom like that.
No, Grace looked like a baby gay that had just had a huge revelation. She saw Danny and she went, oh my God, I'm a Lebian.
Lebian?
Yeah. Lebsian? Ledollarsian. Lebsian. She like couldn't speak because she was so freaked out. She was like, the world is falling apart, but consider this, women.
So I think we have to talk about Mackenzie Davis.
She was amazing in this.
She was amazing. Like, my roommate is a butch woman, and this is the movie she and I can like really look at and say, this is the best thing ever. Like, this is the movie that brings us together, because aww, we just thirst to stare at Mackenzie Davis.
I mean, that's very fair. Like, it's hard not to, like,
really.
And she is like, she is gay culture, I feel like.
She truly is. She's in San Junipero, and then she's in Happiest Season, and then she's in Dark Fate. This is her trifecta of gay. She's done for us.
She said gay rights.
I think she's also in like a subtextually gay TV show. I have a friend who shipped something with that, but I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I feel like this movie started out and Grace says, you're my mission. And I had like instant person of interest flashbacks.
Oh, yes.
She's like, I'm just doing it for the mission. And I'm like, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, sure you are. The mission that's this whole woman that you're obsessed with. Yeah, sure. This isn't gay at all. The mission is literally be gay, do crime.
Personally, I haven't seen a lot of Terminator movies. I've seen the first one. I've seen this, and I've seen Terminator Sarah Connor Chronicles, which I adored. But like,
no, I've only seen this one, so I had no idea what was going on, which, you know, because I texted you and said, what the hell is this movie about? What is happening? Because I did not understand what was going on for a while. I still don't think I totally understood what happened by the end. Like, I was still confused, but it was fine because there was lesbians. And I know, like, the second Sarah Connor showed up, I literally wrote, now there's a whole extra lesbian. So, I mean, I don't know.
Gay mom.
Like, she just seemed like she was their gay mom. And then there were times when I was like, I don't know. Are they like a throuple? Like, what's happening here?
There is some weird energy going on there. There's this,
like, her and Danny have this energy. Cause Danny, like, you know, she like saves her. She like, wait, she like, you know, risks her life for her at one point. And I'm like, I don't know.
So there's this one point in the movie where Sarah Connor says, like, sometimes mommies and daddies fight.
And yeah, like, I mean, that's gay. That's a really gay thing to say.
Also, which one of you is the daddy? Sarah. But
I think Sarah's the daddy. She just has that energy.
So I said that this film is, like, exactly what I want out of a lesbian movie, except they didn't go the whole hog. And I truly feel that. I love genre movies. I love sci-fi. I love fantasy. I feel like we don't get enough of that. Like, sometimes we get like bad, cheesy rom-coms, and that's okay. We deserve those. We deserve good, cheesy rom-coms too. But the thing that's always made my heart sing is magic and ridiculous science and the apocalypse. That makes me happy. Yes, the apocalypse makes me happy. I watch too much Buffy as a child. Deal with it.
See, I like fantasy. Like, I like magic and stuff. But this isn't, like, usually, like, my thing usually isn't, like, big explosions and action adventure. Like, I don't usually care at all. But I did like that this was mostly with women. There really weren't any men in this, which was nice. So, I mean.
Well, there are some male robots.
Yeah, there were men robots, but they weren't like the characters that you were focused on. It's not like they tried to have any like weird relationships or anything. Like there wasn't any like stuff going on there. So, I mean, mostly it was just the women. I still like didn't really care about the action sequences or know what was happening, but I was able to watch this movie and mostly pay attention. So that's saying a lot for this type of film for me. And I really like felt very protective of Danny the entire time. And I don't know why. I feel like they try to make you feel that way. And I don't know what they did, but it worked. And I was really upset at the end because I was like, no, another dead lesbian. But then I was like, oh, wait, right. She's in the future. So technically she's still there.
Yeah. Like when there's a dead lesbian, but there's time travel. So
yeah, there was like a loophole. So she's kind of still alive.
Yeah, if they were going to make another movie, I hear that they would have brought Grace back, which makes me incredibly frustrated that they didn't make another movie. So the is, this didn't do well at all.
Oh.
Like, I've looked at the Letterboxd reviews, and people are either like, 5 stars, this is amazing, I love it so much, or 1 star, stop messing with my Terminator. So.
Was, like, the rest of the Terminator movies, like, more male centered or something? Like, is there a reason that they didn't like this one?
I mean, Sarah Connor is a legend, but like she has always been the focus. Well, she's the focus of the first 2 Terminator movies. The third doesn't have her. And then there's
I mean, she's arguably in this a lot. It's not like it's not about her at all. It's not, she's not the focus, but she's in it.
And then there's like Terminator Genesis, which no one liked. So I think part of the problem with this is that Terminator's stock had kind of gone down in years because it hadn't had very good stuff. Like 3 is bad from what I've heard. And then Genesis, which why would you name anything Genesis? It just sounds really awkward.
I never really knew what Terminator was about other than that it was like robots and like no one ever really talked about it, so I didn't really ever look into it until you told me that there were gays in this.
Generally just robot time travel apocalypse is Terminator.
Yeah,
so it didn't do well at all. And I love this film so much, and I watched it with my brother, who, you know, impartial, non-obsessed with lesbians man, and he loved this movie too. He thought it was really well done. He thought the action scenes were great and that it was actually really funny at parts. And maybe my brother has better taste than most people. I don't know. I think he's great, but people did not like this film. And I hate that because I saw it twice in theaters. I thought this was the best in sliced bread.
I had no idea. I mean, like, I feel really bad because, like, I would not watch it again because it's just not my genre or, like, anything that I'm normally interested in. But, like, I thought it was fine. Like, it wasn't bad. It wasn't, like, a movie that I would say is terrible or, like, has no value. Like, I wouldn't give it a 1-star review or anything.
So, me,
I just wouldn't watch it again because it's not, like, the story isn't something I really care about that much.
So me with horror is you with sci-fi explosions.
Yeah, probably. Like I like a lot. I like, there's a good amount of sci-fi stuff that I do like, but it has to have like other stuff going on. Like not just like macho explosion, crazy big, like it has to have like romance and like other stuff going on. More girly stuff has to happen kind of for me.
Here's the femme over here.
Yeah, I don't know. And on like the fact that all the women, like they weren't not attractive, but like they were more butch. And like, that's not usually my style that I go after, but like, I thought Danny was pretty. So
Danny is really pretty. I just love this movie. I love explosions. I watch all the Marvel movies and you know, there's never going to be a lesbian ship in a Marvel movie. I mean, I hope that I'm wrong. But
see, like the only Marvel movie I've seen is Captain Marvel. Like I haven't watched a single other one.
That's amazing.
Like they're just not, I don't care about superheroes usually. Like I just don't like any of those movies.
I think it's amazing that you've managed to avoid that because they're like the highest selling movies in the world right now. And
like, I just haven't watched them.
Just that no one ever dragged you to the theater to force you to watch them is hilarious.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. It is kind of surprising that no one made me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Yeah, I feel like that's just a thing you do. Like, your friend says, let's go see Iron Man, and you go see Iron Man.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely refuse. I'd be like, Iron Man? A man? No. That sounds horrible.
You can't watch Iron Man because he's a man. This is
misandry. No, I can't possibly deal with that.
That's misandry.
I don't care. If men are allowed to not watch things like Captain Marvel because they're annoyed that it's a woman, I am also allowed to not watch things because I'm annoyed that it's about men.
Speaking of the Captain Marvel issue, I think that may be some of the issue with this Terminator. Like, Sarah Connor was always a part of Terminator, but she was a lot more... So, you know the flashback right in the beginning of the film where you see younger Sarah Connor?
Yeah, with her son.
So she was a lot... She was certainly more feminine in the older movies. And I think...
Yeah.
I think part of the backlash might be old Sarah...
Men probably didn't think old Sarah Connor was attractive.
I think it's that. I think it's that it's entirely focused on women. There were definitely more men in the other Terminator films. And
oh, good. I'm glad you made me watch this one instead of the other ones. I would have been like, what the hell is this?
Why would I make you watch a Terminator film without lesbians?
I would have been really upset. Please don't make me.
Yes, this time on Sapphic Stuff, we are watching Terminator 1.
I don't know. I don't know what it's about. So, I mean, for all I know.
I might make you watch Sarah Connor Chronicles, but that's because it's got Lena Headey in it.
Oh, well, she's automatically gay culture, so. Yeah.
I loved that show so much. It got very canceled, which I guess.
It got very canceled. Is it a TV show? I've never heard of it.
There's two seasons of it. It has It has Summer Glau in it.
Huh.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
I loved that show. I guess that I have this like dormant love for Terminator somewhere in my soul, but I'm not like a super fan or anything. But this is...
It's strange because I really like robots. I think I like prefer things with robots that like aren't evil though. Like I like more aesthetically pleasing robots and robots that aren't trying to kill you. That's usually the robots I like.
Terminator Sarah Connor Chronicles because it has a good robot.
Oh, I love robots that are good. I like want to be their friend. That's usually what I want.
It's a good lady robot.
I really like robot. I get sad when robots are only ever evil.
Learning new things every
day. I've always wanted a robot dog, like the Aibo, the robot dog. I've always wanted that. I've wanted one of those since I was like 7 years old.
I think I had
They're $3,000. Oh, so no, you didn't have one.
I had this little robot.
You probably had a Techno like everybody else.
I had this robot that connected to my iTunes.
Oh, and danced.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a Techno and it used to do tricks and then it fell down the stairs and it broke its leg and it was useless after that. That was really disappointing. The Aibo can like monitor your house and get itself back to its base on its own and like do a whole bunch of stuff and like charge itself and like walk around and like not bump into walls. And they used to program them so they could like play soccer with other Aibos. Like they could, they're very technologically advanced.
So would you watch a Terminator film, but the evil Terminators are dogs?
But like, are they good? I want them to be happy. Like, I don't know. I'd be sad that they were dying then. I would be like, oh no, they killed all the dogs. Like, that would be upsetting. I think also because they're a little scary looking. Like they're not like aesthetically pleasing to look at, the robots in this, you know?
I actually really love, I don't know the name of the guy who plays the robot in this. I mean, obviously there's Arnold Schwarzenegger, but the other guy who plays the robot, I think he did a fantastic job. I know that probably wasn't
the good guy robot?
No, the bad guy robot.
Oh. Wait, was the good guy robot some big famous person that I just like didn't recognize?
Yes. But the reason you didn't recognize him is he's famous for the Terminator movies. That was Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is...
Wait, that's... Oh, okay. That's the guy that everyone was always quoting from like the other Terminator movies.
Yes. He was the governor of California.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Like in real life?
Yes.
What the hell?
They called him the Governator.
That's amazing. I am learning a lot. Terminator has a lot going on that I didn't know about.
He's a Republican, so we don't love him, but...
Okay. That makes sense. That might be why I never knew. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so let's wrap this up. I know this is going to be a little bit of a short one, but it is one movie.
Yeah, I'm looking to, was there any other things in my notes that I needed? I thought I did scream height difference at several points.
Yeah.
I really appreciated their extreme height difference. At the very end, I kind of honestly thought that Danny was going to kiss Grace. Like, so there's this one moment at the very end where Danny, like, is freaking out because Grace is about to die. And she, like, touches Grace's lips for literally no reason. Like, there's absolutely no reason to do that.
Only gay reasons.
Like, why would you do that? If your friend was dying, is the first thing you would do stroke their lips lovingly? No, that's fucking weird.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, that's what you would do. Yeah, okay. So if your friend is dying and you're about to cut them open and take their power source from the inside of their bodies and essentially kill them, the last thing you're going to do is caress their lips with your fingers for no reason.
Oh, you know what's also gay?
What?
Stabbing someone is gay.
Yeah, Killing Eve said that.
Yeah, Killing Eve, there's Buffy and Faith stabbed each other.
Honestly, Person of Interest, probably.
Person of Interest. They've definitely held each other at knife point, but...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel that there's some kind of energy in that, just the stabbing.
There's gay energy in that.
There is gay energy in the stabbing. And, like, I just love this film. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to rate it. Like, the film itself is, like, a 9 out of 10 robot apocalypses. The gay is, like, a 5 out of 10 no homos.
Give it, like, a 4 out of 10 gay missions. The mission was literally so gay. The whole mission was just gay. And I don't feel like it's fair for me to rate the movie because, like, I don't care about this movie. But, like, I thought it was good. I thought it was well done. I just wouldn't watch it again because it's not my type of movie. Like yeah. It seems like a more boy movie. Like, I know that's not a thing. Like, gender doesn't apply to movies. But, like, it's just not a movie that I would have ever watched if left to my own devices. I am glad that I did see it and stuck with it because I was, like, really bored at the beginning. But then once it started going, I was, like, I was in it. I was like, oh, okay, these bitches are gay. And
for you,
like,
you sent me a text message that said, where is the gay?
At the beginning, there wasn't any. I was really confused. Nothing was happening at the beginning. And I was like, when is it gonna get gay? I mean, at first it was just in Spanish and nothing was going on. People were just blowing up and there was nothing gay happening. But then there was a lesbian in a tank top saying that this bitch was her mission. And then it was gay really quickly after that.
All right. So in closing, Mackenzie Davis, I love you. Please keep making gay films.
Yes. Thank you, Mackenzie Davis, for your service to the gays.
All right. So our next episode, we're not entirely sure what it is. Just bear with us. It'll happen. Things will happen. Life is just a little confusing right now. I mean, we're in a whole ass panorama. I think
we might be living in an apocalypse situation at the moment. Like, it's a little similar.
It's a way more fun to watch those on TV than it is to experience.
I just really would really like to experience a precedented situation this year. That's all I want. I just don't think that's asking for a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, let's not live in interesting times.
I want to live in precedented times only.
All right, bye. We'll see you next time on Sapphic Stuff.